Track 4. Listening Part 2. Worksheet 1. You will hear a woman called Camilla Doyle introducing a science fair. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Welcome to this annual innovation fair where we exhibit developments from the world of science. I'm Camilla Doyle from the organising committee, and I'll take you through a few highlights which I'm sure you're eager to learn more about. If you've attended many science fairs before, you may be expecting to see such things as model volcanoes, crystals in jars, or robots. And it has to be said that a fair few robots have come under my scrutiny in my role on the selection committee over the years. But I'm certain everything you'll see today will give you cause for excitement. So, what will you see? I'll start with an exhibit demonstrating an astounding feat by one young scientist, David Nelson, and his attempt to build a nuclear fusion reactor. One of the biggest challenges in physics is to create nuclear energy not by splitting atoms, but fusing them together. David used the garage next to his house rather than working in a science lab to create a device that, though not self-sustaining, produces fusion on a tiny scale. Let's hope the neighbours don't complain of finding nuclear waste in his back garden. If you're interested in motor racing, you'll be impressed by the achievements of a team who built a diesel hybrid racing car that goes from 0 to 100 in just 4 seconds. They've developed a design that can also drive for 100 kilometres using just 4.5 litres of petrol. The prototype for the engine is being refined, and they say their enhanced version will soon be ready. Many industries are interested in Joe Higson's work. There are many types of chemicals, some more complex than others. Whichever they are, if used in the workplace, it's crucial to keep people safe, and Joe's machine helps with this. It sniffs out toxic substances in places they shouldn't be, a potential asset to any industry with regard to improving safety. I should say that Joe plans to adapt it for other purposes too. The work of Jenny Benson is likely to yield huge dividends for space travel. It's crucial to use as little fuel as possible out in the depths of space, and there is a constant search for new types of energy. But efficiency is important too, and Jenny's ingenious software enables vehicles in space to travel at accelerated speeds more economically by navigating the obstacles in space more efficiently. Some meteorology students have produced a balloon that's out of this world. They've created a camera-operated weather balloon and sent it over 30 kilometres into the Earth's atmosphere. The readings they've got so far are incredibly detailed and could be helpful for weather forecasting and many other uses. The photographs taken by the balloon's camera are stunning too. Something that's attracted media attention is another type of vehicle, an underwater rover that can operate in the harshest conditions. It can explore the ocean depths where there's absolutely no light, and it's being used to learn about the behaviour of the most difficult to reach marine life. There are hopes of taking it to the polar regions, where scientists hope to find out more about what might be living there. It's been a privilege to chat to scientists exhibiting here. Their ambitions to find solutions to the problems on this planet are wonderful to see. The originality is extraordinary, though what shines through, above all, is their attitude. If something goes wrong, they work on it till they find an answer.
Now listen again.
Welcome to this annual innovation fair where we exhibit developments from the world of science. I'm Camilla Doyle from the organising committee, and I'll take you through a few highlights which I'm sure you're eager to learn more about. If you've attended many science fairs before, you may be expecting to see such things as model volcanoes, crystals in jars, or robots. And it has to be said that a fair few robots have come under my scrutiny in my role on the selection committee over the years. But I'm certain everything you'll see today will give you cause for excitement. So, what will you see? I'll start with an exhibit demonstrating an astounding feat by one young scientist, David Nelson, and his attempt to build a nuclear fusion reactor. One of the biggest challenges in physics is to create nuclear energy not by splitting atoms, but fusing them together. David used the garage next to his house rather than working in a science lab to create a device that, though not self-sustaining, produces fusion on a tiny scale. Let's hope the neighbours don't complain of finding nuclear waste in his back garden. If you're interested in motor racing, you'll be impressed by the achievements of a team who built a diesel hybrid racing car that goes from 0 to 100 in just 4 seconds. They've developed a design that can also drive for 100 kilometres using just 4.5 litres of petrol. The prototype for the engine is being refined, and they say their enhanced version will soon be ready. Many industries are interested in Joe Higson's work. There are many types of chemicals, some more complex than others. Whichever they are, if used in the workplace, it's crucial to keep people safe. And Joe's machine helps with this. It sniffs out toxic substances in places they shouldn't be, a potential asset to any industry with regard to improving safety. I should say that Joe plans to adapt it for other purposes too. The work of Jenny Benson is likely to yield huge dividends for space travel. It's crucial to use as little fuel as possible out in the depths of space, and there is a constant search for new types of energy. But efficiency is important too, and Jenny's ingenious software enables vehicles in space to travel at accelerated speeds more economically by navigating the obstacles in space more efficiently. Some meteorology students have produced a balloon that's out of this world. They've created a camera-operated weather balloon and sent it over 30 kilometres into the Earth's atmosphere. The readings they've got so far are incredibly detailed and could be helpful for weather forecasting and many other uses. The photographs taken by the balloon's camera are stunning too. Something that's attracted media attention is another type of vehicle. An underwater rover that can operate in the harshest conditions. It can explore the ocean depths where there's absolutely no light, and it's being used to learn about the behaviour of the most difficult to reach marine life. There are hopes of taking it to the polar regions, where scientists hope to find out more about what might be living there. It's been a privilege to chat to scientists exhibiting here. Their ambitions to find solutions to the problems on this planet are wonderful to see. The originality is extraordinary, though what shines through, above all, is their attitude. If something goes wrong, they work on it till they find an answer.